Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 23rd of February 2016, 50 commands of Jesus Christ, 7 to 10, part 2. Brothers and sisters, again, let's remind ourselves, is the examination of ourselves is a critical thing in growing in the Lord. It's a critical thing to examine ourselves as commanded by Jesus Christ, that we have to examine ourselves to, and check ourselves in case, are we false Christians, fake Christians? Is our conduct right in Christ? It's a critical thing if we love Jesus Christ to keep His commandments. So we have to check, examine whether our conduct is pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ. Our conduct, is it breaking any of the commands that He has put for us? Because we want to be co-rulers in heaven for eternity. We're only passing through this earth. This passing through this earth, yes, there are a lot of cares and toils of the world. The cares will come. But first we stop and look at the commands of Jesus Christ, because it is Jesus Christ who saves us, who gives us a good life. He took all our illnesses and curses and generational curses, and everything was taken on the cross the day 2000 years ago, and to give us power over Satan. But we must use the power. We must cast out the evil spirit of anger, evil spirit of fear. Fear will come, evil spirit of fear. Fear will always come. That is why even Angel Gabriel went out to inform to Mary, to tell her that she will be carrying the in her womb, the Jesus who was, is and ever will be. The Holy Spirit will put the human Jesus into her. And before she announced, Gabriel was saying, fear not Mary, fear not Mary. Why? Our character, our situation on earth is, we tend to fear. So we cast out the spirit of fear, and then when somebody is there, something, and you are fearing somebody, you cast out the spirit of fear and all that. And the only way to overcome finally is to love them. To love them. Love is the highest command. To love the people you fear. You love them and love them to know that, you know, and ask Jesus for mercy for them. Ask Jesus Christ for mercy for them, that they will also see what we see, and that they will know the power of Jesus Christ and the suffering He did for them, and they can live a life well on earth in righteousness, peace and joy. Brothers and sisters, and not well on earth, chasing everything, but not in righteousness, peace and joy. Because without righteousness, peace and joy, health will go, family will go, relationships will go, everything will go. So seek ye the kingdom of God first, which is righteousness, peace and joy. Righteousness, peace and joy. We must. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth today, the brand new day. Now, brothers and sisters, yesterday we dealt with this lusting. You know, lusting after our hearts. Like for instance, Matthew 5:27, it said, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. 28. But I say to you, that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with lust for her, has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And once we are committing adultery in our heart, we will not enter heaven. We will not have the righteousness, peace and joy. And this gives the devil a big foothold, and the devil comes and starts stealing everything from us. How do I know this? It happened to me. Now, that time I was actually physically in adultery. Now, after that, when I came to the Lord, oh, the commandment is even higher. But how can He put such a high command? Because He has given us His name, He has given us His power, He has given us His blood to overcome our heart. Where He says, lust for her has already committed adultery with her, where? In our heart. The heart is, which is desperately wicked, which is treacherously wicked, Jesus says. We must guard our heart with the peace of God, with the righteousness, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We must guard our heart. Because that's where all the problems come, from our heart. All adultery, anger, committing murder, all that God says comes from the heart of the person. So therefore, our heart, we must all the time watch our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why we must examine our heart daily. Now, at the same time, do not be trapped into guilt and condemnation. As I gave an example yesterday, just because a woman naked went by and you looked at her in a shock and this and that, but of course you may be drawn even when a woman naked woman passing, your heart may be drawn, then you say, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, and turn away and go on. Or if you are there, you may have to help the woman, take off your shirt and cover her or something. Brothers and sisters, We need to do the right thing. We are children of God. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. But don't let the devil also catch us in condemnation. Just, oh, I've seen a woman. I looked at a woman. Oh, I looked at a woman. And then you're petrified. You're frozen. Brothers and sisters, these issues are real. Real. Because particularly our children, they're under a big attack because they are using computers. They have to have computers. If they can't use computers, they can't do their work nowadays. So all kinds of things are coming there. So we have to teach them this, to say blood of Jesus, but although their hearts be tempted, in fact their temptations are far greater than our generation. Far, far greater our children's temptation. That's why we must now feel sorry for them. We must have compassion for them. We must not simply say, because I've made this mistake. Simply say, why is this boy doing this? Why is this girl doing this? Whatever. Even in ministry, then God rebuked me. Jesus Christ rebuked me to let me know, look, their temptations are higher. So have mercy, compassion for them and guide them, teach them how to overcome. And then after that, still, nothing you can do after teaching somebody, only they can decide, because each of them will. But the Holy Spirit, you've been sealed for salvation by the Holy Spirit, will follow the soul, will allow circumstances. Jesus Christ will allow circumstances for the soul to then turn and know, this is not good. This lasting after the things of the world, last after the things of what your eyes are seeing, will harm them. They will know. God will allow some issues, and then they'll find out that following the system of the world actually harms us. Following the word of Jesus Christ actually gives us righteousness, peace and joy, and contentment, godly contentment, which is great gain, Jesus says. All will come for us. We live a good, peaceful life. Brothers and sisters, today, let's look at this. Today, we are looking at Matthew 5:33 onwards, which talks about keep your word. Keep your word. Keep your word, brothers and sisters. He says, keep your word. Now, this keeping your word, again, I've said, it was said to the men of old, you shall not make false vows, but you shall fulfill your vows to the Lord as a religious duty. But I say to you, do not make an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you are not able to make a single hair white or black. 37. But let your statement be yes is a yes, or no is a no, a firm yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to read that again, because this is a problem. Keeping our word has become a problem in this current day and age. For instance, many don't keep time. Christians, and I'm talking about calling themselves Christians, they don't keep time. Take a simple thing as keeping time. Make an appointment to say so and so, I will see you, and then you keep time. Now, brothers and sisters, they don't keep time. Yes, then they give an excuse if it's a traffic and it's... Of course, we would have known of the traffic, isn't it? Because we are regularly going in the same direction or whatever, you know roughly the traffic. So it was not the intention to keep time. They take this lightly. Keeping time, people have taken lightly. I'm talking about not other words, not that I will do this for you and not doing. I'm not even going there. I'm just sitting with, I'll see you at this time. And then they take the time of the person lightly. That means they're breaking the love your neighbor as yourself rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Would you like to be kept waiting and waiting and waiting? No. That this comes under this. Matthew 5:33-37. Again, you have heard that it was said to the men of old, you shall not make false vows, but you shall fulfill your vows. There they are talking about false vows only, but you make the vows. But I say to you, do not make an oath at all, Jesus saying. Do not make an oath at all, either by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or by the earth, for it's a footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And 36, nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you are not able to make a single hair white or black. But let your statement be yes is a yes, or no is a no. That's important. After a while, people know you're truthful. Now, there are people I've dealt with, Christians, who keep time, and they'll say some time. But after that, I will rebuke them. I'll caution them. I will encourage them. I'll tell them you're breaking God's laws. And then how do you expect to not the devil to whack you. The devil, of course, will whack you because you got a foothold to come and deal with you. So therefore, they say, people may think that I'm only alive, you know, they are people who understand and all. No, you're breaking the third highest commandment for disciples of Jesus Christ, that is, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, after a while, people change because I keep telling them, and then the children of God changes in the congregation. But others who are listening to this now, please make sure that when you give a time, and then you try your very best you must make to time, or you have to call and say, I'm going to be delayed. But if you're all the time going to call and say, you're going to be delayed, then people know you're not serious with them. Wouldn't they be? People think that you're not serious, which is true. Now, and then you have a different problem. The devil who's watching this, he says, ha, you got given me a foothold, I'm now come inside there. When he comes there, he can steal anything. Now remember, brothers and sisters, he can steal anything. That is the problem here. Because once you allow one demon, therefore you allow one snake into the house, the fellow can strike anybody. Just because you are the furthest, others are nearer, doesn't mean you're going to strike them. The fellow can steal anything. When he comes, you allow one demon to allow a foothold, the devil will come and start stealing anything and everything, and then finally you find that you are in a mess, and you can't connect the dots. You can't see why your life is becoming like this, and you can't understand why it is becoming like this, and then you begin to think, what's happening here? And then you're crying out to Christ, crying out to Christ, but you're not examining yourself. You're praying and crying out to Christ, yes, but he's unable to break his own command. What you sow, you will reap. So you must break the command, cast out the spirit, ask for forgiveness first. When this kind of thing is happening, you have to ask for repent, ask for forgiveness. And Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord, I've done so many things, I want to change. Make me change in the name of Jesus Christ. And then every time you're lying in the bed, you're looking at the issue. Am I keeping time? Because you know, you take the biggest issue, the issue you fall into all the time, then you meditate on the issue before going to sleep and say, oh, today I didn't keep time here and there. Sorry, Lord Jesus, I want to keep time tomorrow. And also tomorrow, call the person and say, I'm sorry. You know, yesterday I made you wait. Now, when you begin to do this, the heart begins to change. The heart begins to change. That is where it has to go. The heart has to change. And the God, Jesus Christ, will change your heart from glory to glory. Now, this is important. And the same thing applies anywhere. When you say yes, it must be a yes. And we are unable to fulfill, you've got to call them. This is one of the biggest foothold the devil is given by Christians. Because loose words, simply say yes and all that, and not really serious, and then forget about it, what they have told even. Not just keeping time, in anything else. In anything else. If you say you'll do something for somebody, you have to take action. You have to make sure that you purpose your heart to do it right, because you're doing it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So, make sure when you say yes, is yes, and no is no. Become serious with this command, brothers and sisters, because this is one of the areas the devil takes the greatest attack. Because he knows people have taken this lightly, he uses this to start stealing from all of us. So, praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today you know, and you know this is the opening, block it. Block it. Command your heart and mind, dedicate yourself to make sure that this is a commandment you follow, keeping your word, keeping your word. Brothers and sisters, we go to the next one. Go the second mile. He says, go the second mile. Now, Matthew 5:38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. Punishment that fits the offense. But I say to you, Jesus saying, do not resist an evil person who insults you or violates you, your rights. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other toward him also. Simply ignore insignificant insults or trivial losses and do not bother to retaliate. Maintain your dignity, your self-respect, your poise. 40. If anyone wants to sue you, take your shirt, let him have your coat also, for the Lord repays the offender. The Lord, Jesus Christ, will deal with it. He loves his child. You are the apple of his eye. You are the palm of his hand. He loves you. He wants to settle you. He will deal with it. 41. And whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Now, these things you can only do when you invoke the name of Jesus Christ and command your heart to obey this command. Because our heart wouldn't want to do. Our mind will think it's crazy to do. That is why we must be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Renewed in the spirit of mind to go the second mile. Why? Brothers and sisters, today, you see this is go the second mile, right? Now, go the second mile, put that in. If you hurt eye for an eye, that's why some statement will make, an eye for an eye will make the whole world blind. An eye for an eye will make the whole world blind. Do not resist an evil person. Surrender to Jesus Christ. These evil persons, leave them to Christ. Leave the difficult person to Christ. You hold your dignity, God is saying. Hold your dignity, maintain your dignity and self-respect with poise. Do not quarrel, do not go this one. And you can say what is right, humbly. Humbly is the greatest weapon in the spiritual plane, so one of the great weapons. Because pride will harm us. So, humbly we say, but we just do not go and resist these people. Because let Lord Jesus Christ take care of it. In fact, you think if I don't do, the mind will kick in. No, our mind will kick in and say, if I don't say this, if I don't do this, then how will they know? They will not, they will do some more wrong on me. They'll do worse things to me. Now, all that we tried, isn't it? It didn't work. We tried to settle all these evil persons by ourselves. It didn't work. It got worse. Let it go. Let it go. Your Father in heaven can provide for you in many other different ways. So the, because He said He will provide for you. He didn't say through which way. He will provide for you in many different ways. You will see miracles. You will see how He moves for you. You will see His love for you. You will experience His love for you when you begin to obey His commandments by the mercy and by the power of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, you begin to obey His commandments. You will see things happening in your life. You will have so much of peace. Peace. Brothers and sisters, look for the peace in your souls today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.